Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Economics Report and American Mosaic, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the growing popularity of Pope Francis. Some people are calling this the Francis effect. Whatever it is called, it does not seem to have caused many former Catholics in the United States to return to the Church.
We can be so focused on our sanctuary, our buildings, and sort of wait for people to come to us.
But we begin our program today with a report about the situation in Crimea. The local government has called a special election on whether Crimea should declare its independence from Ukraine. But Russian and pro-Russian troops are in control of the area. And those who want Crimea to remain part of Ukraine say that means the vote will not be fair.
The most cynical thing in history is when people have to make a choice under the gun, when they are afraid about their children, their family.
We report on the referendum in Crimea and the popularity of Pope Francis today on As It Is. The government in Crimea is moving forward with plans to hold a referendum on whether or not to break ties with Ukraine and join Russia. The vote is set for Sunday. Crimean voters have a choice between joining Russia or re-establishing the 1992 constitution and Crimea's rights as an autonomous Republic of Ukraine. Jonathan Evans reports.
Crimea has a long history with Russia. The majority of the population is ethnic Russian. However, some people believe the vote will not be fair. The area is under the control of Russian and pro-Russian forces. Earlier this week, Crimea's prime minister swore in members of the new Crimean Special Forces. They have since joined the pro-Russian self-defense groups. The prime minister says they are needed for increased security before the voting. Russia says none of its forces have left its bases in Crimea, but groups of unidentified vehicles have been seen moving around the peninsula. Many observers believe these vehicles belong to the Russian military. Rafat Chubarov is a leader of Crimea's Tatar minority group. He is fearful that the Crimean people are being forced into making a decision.
The most cynical thing in history is when people have to make a choice under the gun, when they are afraid about their children, their family.
Ukrainian leaders have condemned the planned vote. They say the referendum violates Ukraine's self-rule and should not be recognized as legal. Ukraine's Western allies agree with the country's leaders. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Pope Francis became leader of the Roman Catholic Church about a year ago. Since then, his simple way of living and his warmth and openness have made him popular worldwide. Some people have called this the Francis effect. His actions and words have reportedly influenced former Catholics to return to churches in some countries. But studies show that his popularity has had little effect in the United States. The U.S. has the fifth largest Catholic population in the world, but people who identify themselves as former Catholics represent 10% of America's population. Many former members say they are angry about the church's failure to investigate and punish cases of sexual abuse by clergy over the years. Others criticize what they believe is the firmness of church teachings. Some Catholic churches are making changes to try to bring former Catholics back to the faith and to try to persuade others to join the church. One of those churches is the Church of the Nativity in Timonium, Maryland, a community near the city of Baltimore. From the outside, the church looks like many other religious centers. But inside, it is very different. A 7-person band performs as part of the religious service. People can watch the service on large television screens inside the building or in the church's cafe. The Church of the Nativity is well known because of a book called Rebuilt. One of the writers, Father Michael White, is head of the church. He and church members have found new ways to fill the church. His book tells how he persuaded local Catholics to return to services. Reverend White said the book has made him popular.
And before the book, you know how many invitations I received to speak? That would be none. Ever. Not once.
Studies show that 33% of Americans who were born into the Roman Catholic faith have left it. But leaders of the Church of the Nativity believe they have found the secret to winning back former Catholics. That secret is a service that some people say sounds like a rock music show.
Glory to God in the highest.
Church of the Nativity leaders say they have borrowed some ideas from huge evangelical Protestant churches. Such churches are often called mega churches because they have so many members. Tom Corcoran worked with Father White to write Rebuilt. Mr. Corcoran says criticism of the non-traditional ways is not uncommon. He says some people compare the religious services to food products with the richest fillings removed.
I think if you want to do anything worth doing, you're going to get criticized, and some people aren't going to understand you, and that's just part of the deal.
Reverend John Conley is a professor at Loyola University, Maryland. He says Catholics pay too much attention to less than important issues.
We can be so focused on our sanctuary, our buildings, and sort of wait for people to come to us.
Pope Francis has told Catholics that they must look outward. He suggests that they might take up methods that have gained large membership for other churches. The Church of the Nativity still holds to the basics of its religious service, called a Mass. Some parts of it are in Latin. A woman named Kathy McCurlin recently became a Roman Catholic. She says the comparative lack of formality at the Church of the Nativity attracted her.
It was a lot less intimidating than a more traditional Catholic environment.
Still, many former Catholics in the United States have not responded to a welcoming pope or approved of changes in the services. They have not returned to the faith. They still criticize what they see as the severity of the church's teachings, and they still condemn the damage done by the church's failure to act against sexual abuse by priests. And that is our program for today. It was based on reports from VOA reporters Elizabeth Arrett in the Crimean capital Simferopol. and Jerome Sokolowski in Timonium, Maryland. I'm Christopher Cruz. I hope you will join us again tomorrow for another As It Is, here on the Voice of America.
The Economics Report is next, followed by American Mosaic. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. Automobile manufacturing in Australia is in trouble. Japanese automaker Toyota recently decided to stop manufacturing cars in the country. Industry experts and trade unions are worried the decision could push parts of Australia into recession. Last May, Ford Motor Company said it would stop manufacturing in Australia. General Motors announced late last year that it also plans to suspend factory operations in the country. Toyota says more than 2,000 of its workers will lose their jobs. But trade unions say the company's decision to end production could leave 50,000 Australians jobless. They say the decision could take $19 billion away from the Australian economy. The states of Victoria and South Australia would be hurt the most. Australia's car manufacturing industry was once very strong. In recent years, Australia produced about 200,000 vehicles a year for sales at home and for export. The industry spent more than $540 million on research and development. John Spore is Executive Director of the Australian Workplace Innovation and Social Research Centre at the University of Adelaide. He says car makers have found it difficult to operate in Australia.
We now have one of the most competitive auto markets in the world with at least 60 different models here. In addition, we've had declining demand internationally as a consequence of the global financial crisis and the rise of low-cost manufacturing in India, China, and Thailand.
The collapse of the automobile industry has also raised concerns in the Australian Parliament. The opposition has accused Prime Minister Tony Abbott of not doing enough to persuade Toyota not to close down its factories. Mr. Abbott has argued that he cannot be blamed for the industry's long-term decline because he has been in office for only a few months. Traditionally, Australia's car industry has received billions of dollars in government assistance. The government has asked its Productivity Commission to investigate public support for the automotive industry. The commission carries out research and makes suggestions on economic, social, and environmental issues. The group has noted that big changes are taking place in Australia's car industry. It says the changes are affecting both industry employees and manufacturers of car parts. The commission is planning to give its final report to the government by the end of March. And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. For more VOA Learning English programs, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Mario Ritter.
Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we hear from the new album by country star Dierks Bentley. We also tell about a NASA effort to get students interested in science. But first, we go to an art museum in Washington. More than 200 artworks by some of America's best artists have returned home to a museum in Washington, D.C. The paintings had been traveling to shows around the world for the last 4 years. Now they are on exhibit at the Phillips Collection again. Mario Ritter reports.
The exhibit is called Made in the USA, American Masters from the Phillips Collection. It includes the work of more than 100 American artists. All the paintings were created between 1850 and about 1970. Museum founder Duncan Phillips collected the artwork from the end of World War I until his death in 1966.
This show is really an opportunity to bring out artists who are underrecognized.
That is exhibit organizer Susan Frank. She says Duncan Phillips bought the works at a time when European artists were more in demand.
He was determined that he would dedicate this museum to living American artists and lift up American art out of obscurity and give it the same presence that European works were given by his contemporary collectors and other museums.
She says 80% of the art in the Phillips collection is American. The earliest works date from the beginning of the late 19th century and include paintings by such famous artists as Winslow Homer and Arthur B. Davies. The exhibit ends with extraordinary examples of post-war abstract expressionism. The art of this final period uses color and forms, not to represent objects, but to show emotion and creativity. Susan Frank says Duncan Phillips often developed a personal relationship with the artists whose works he collected. Sometimes that relationship included financial support.
Most well-known, of course, is his engagement with the abstract American artist Arthur Dove, whose work he discovered in the mid-1920s.
Duncan Phillips lent his support to many immigrant artists as well. Susan Frank says he considered their cultural differences as something that expanded the American experience.
Phillips always believed and championed American art as including all of the world, because so many artists were immigrants who came here from being foreign-born, who brought their cultural aesthetics with them and synthesized them with their American experience. And he celebrated their approach to their American experience as being something that enriched us.
The museum is hoping that the exhibit will excite people about the wide mix of American art in the first half of the 20th century. It also seeks to educate people about how Duncan Phillips helped lift American modern art to the level of European masterworks of the same time.
Some students in California got a rare chance to speak with astronauts in space through a recent video link. The event was part of an effort by the U.S. space agency, NASA, to excite young people about science.
Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
And we are ready for the event.
Hundreds of college and high school students gathered at California State University, Los Angeles, for the NASA video link with the International Space Station.
Cal State, Los Angeles. This is Mission Control, Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, this is Dean Emily Allen of Cal State, Los Angeles. How do you hear me?
At the other end of the link were three astronauts floating almost 400 kilometers above the Earth. The students learned about the professional paths that led Americans Rick Mastracchio and Mike Hopkins and Japan's Koichi Wakata into space. Engineering student Maria Mangia asked astronaut Mastracchio the first question.
How did you overcome your greatest obstacle on the road to becoming an astronaut?
I went and got a master's degree, got a job as an engineer, and eventually applied as an astronaut. So I think my interest in space and science and my abilities in mathematics had a direct relationship on how I ended up here.
Students asked a wide mix of questions. The three astronauts talked about their long work days, phone calls home, and exercise in the evening. It is all done in a weightless environment. Rick Mastracchio says that often makes impossible things easy and easy things difficult. Astronaut Mike Hopkins turned head over heels to demonstrate. Engineering student Jeremy Blair says he learned about the astronauts by observing how they behaved with each other.
To me, it looked like they were all friends. You know, every time they started laughing, they looked back at each other and they laugh with each other about the jokes. So, I mean, that's kind of, I never really thought about how harmonious the crew was up there.
Student Virginia Mejia learned something else, to keep trying.
You know, never stop dreaming, never. Because, like, even they said, I applied 4 times, 9 times, you know, in a period of, like, 9 years, 12 years. It's like, wow, you know, they never gave up.
NASA educator Becky Camus says one question comes up with every video link at schools around the country.
They always ask questions about what does it take to become you? And I think the answer is, you know, it takes passion and dedication, and every single one of these students is capable of that.
11 graduates of the California State University system have gone on to become NASA astronauts. A 12th might be among the students of the current graduating class.
There ain't much to do here in this town. When the work is done and the sun goes down.
Dierks Bentley is at the top of Billboard Magazine's country charts. His album, Riser, came out February 25th. It sold 63,000 copies in its first week. Katie Weaver plays us some of the songs on Riser.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat-top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on.
That is the song, I Hold On, from Dierk Bentley's new album, Riser. The song is currently number 5 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. It has been on the chart for 27 weeks now. Dirk Bentley has had a lot happen in his life in the last couple of years. His father died in 2012. His first son was born the next year. Riser is an emotional album. Bentley told a reporter that the song Here on Earth is inspired by his dad. It is about the unanswerable questions that come up when someone dies.
Standing here on this cold ground, tears falling down in the dirt. This world keeps spinning round and round, but you're lying still in the earth. Don't wanna swim in this darkness, drown in a whiskey sea. But there's no making sense of the senseless while this pain is killing me. There's not a stone in my heart.
Dirk Bentley is doing a series of shows in support of Riser. This weekend, he is in Ireland and Britain. Next week, he'll be back in the United States. Bentley has said he misses his family when he is gone, but he says music is his love too. We leave you with the title song from Dirk Bentley's new album, Riser.
Lay your pretty head down on my shoulder. You don't have to worry anymore. This old world is cold and getting colder. And I know how to lock and bolt the door. I'm strong enough to hold you through the winter. Enough to stare your demons down. The hard times put the shine into the diamond. I won't let that keep us in the ground. I'm a riser. I'm a get up off the ground. Don't run and hide her. Pushing comes to shove and hey. Town, I'm a lighter. Get out alive of the fire. Survive.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Hey, I'm a fighter. When darkness comes to town, I'm a lighter. Get out alive of the fire. Survive. Down low so I can lift you high.